This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny
Puamanuka.
We have Steve Hart here.
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
Yep, Rod, and the wonderful Simon.
Hello.
Okay, Dale was talking about uniting with a constitution at the Theosophical Society on Sunday evening. Within a parallel system, he talked about maximizing equity jurisdiction with natural law, not admiralty law, which is based on fictitious entities and this sort of thing. And we want independent lodges. There's that word, independent, again, Steve. Yeah, so what did you think of it, Rod?
Well, let's hand it over to Steve. He can tell us what Dale was talking about.
What do you think of admiralty law and what he said about...
Equity is really important. We talked earlier about how William of Orange came through and was the head of the parliament, because you actually need an individual to be able to give clemency and soften some of the hard laws that come through a parliament.
Yeah, well, you see, Steve, even spirituality is hijacked, through the Theosophical Society, and they want to steal our lodge.
Spirituality's been hijacked for
millennia. So what do you think of common law or the rights of people?
Well, common law is the law of people, law of the land, and it's been around for quite some time, as Rod will point out in the history of it.
Yeah.
Rod's dived in the deep end with law, and you were talking about natural law on Sunday night.
You've been a few court cases, as I have, and what do you find? Do you find that the court system...
Well, the country's run on maritime law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the problem.
Although the High Court in Wellington's got the Court of Common Law on the door.
So what would your policy be in terms of, if it's the independent party, what would your policy be in terms of courts, family mediation?
Yeah, it's not an independent party as such. It's a collective of independents. But my personal point of view, I'm a totally independent like every other independent that's standing. You've got their own independent viewpoint.
Yeah.
But, we have to have a very close look at the structure of law in New Zealand and what it is and where it came from.
Yeah.
What was its roots and how it has evolved and how it has been stolen. And go back, our constitution. Yeah. 1853 constitution, locked up in the basement in Wellington. We'll bring that out to start with. Throw Geoffrey Palmer's constitution in the bucket and start again. Basically, we have to start again.
Now, we've had a sovereign who's died on us, and that his name was Tom, a rates association guy, and he didn't contract with the police. When they pulled him over, and he claimed to be a sovereign or whatever. But then, unfortunately, he was kind of jumped by the police, and he was actually hurt. And then Michelle, his wife, took the police on, took them to court. And I actually want to honour this guy because he was a good friend of mine too, you see. But he died.
Do you know him?
Perhaps of other causes, but it could have been aggravated. By the police. So do you think that the police use natural law understanding of people?
They would never clue what natural law was.
Well, that hurts.
Yeah.
I just found out right now.
Yeah. So are they a corporation? What do you think, sir?
Absolutely they are. Ever since Geoffrey Palmer sold the country down the drain in June 1986, every government department became a corporation. Registered business number, New Zealand business number. Many of them are registered with the New York Stock Exchange. So, and the only law that they can operate under is the law of commerce, which is contract law. Simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. But okay, now, with William of Orange, we do citizens' arrest, and they had a more of a Westminster system, a bit like the American system. They go according to the amendment and this sort of thing. But do you think that we need law enforcement that's answerable to the people?
Absolutely, 100%, 200%. It's got to be answerable to the people. You look right back through history, as long as you want to go, and it's never, ever been answerable to the people.
Okay, before you bring out one of your PowerPoints, I'd like to talk about my chatbot. I've actually got chatbot actually talking to me now, so she'll say, what is wrong with you? And then you can say, look, I'm feeling a bit depressed, and perhaps if you're feeling suicidal or whatever, and it'll counsel you online, my chatbot. But it's based on, his brightness was as a light, the sun and the moon stood still in their habitation at the sight of his glittering spear, and he shone forth like Paran, his glorious presence, from hiddenness to glory. And I have a choir master as part of my game, because one person, they orchestrate the game while it's being played based on philosophies, art, sciences, and people actually find, use critical thinking to find answers to issues and problems they're going through in life. And you had a PowerPoint there, didn't you?
Yeah, based I'm kind of having a bit of a moment of silence at the moment. I don't really know that kind of heard about Tom. I really admire Tom, how he stood for everything that was right. But with PowerPoint thing, Tom would have walked into the throne room of God with the many mighty angels, and you know, come the celestial courts of heaven warn us about who broke the highest law in creation, about the effects of what it did is not ancient history, it is a present reality in the world today. So Tom's off to a good place. There's no more fights or battles going on. Hope, well done, Tom.
Now, Steve, my son's thinking of going to a public school, intermediate, next year, okay? And I have to choose between a Christian school and a public school. A Christian school costs a little bit too much. But at a public school, they do talk about values, don't they? And prepare people for life. So how would you cross that bridge between Christians who want to vote for democracy and who we really are as people, as sort of, how do you classify yourself? Are you a spiritualist? Do you believe in spiritual reality?
Yeah, I'm very spiritual. My religion is Steve Hartism.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
But interesting, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, I've been writing my own manifesto to get it off my chest. It's basically called the Ecologist Party.
Yeah.
And you look around the world at the moment, there's a huge shift towards ecological understanding and awareness. And there's a group of thinking out there, ecological spirituality.
Yeah.
And that's a very interesting world.
Protect the environment, tune into
and very, very basic
our molecular structure of who we are,
Being aware of the environment, being aware of nature, and being aware of how trees talk to you and how trees talk to each other, and how every other living organism communicates.
Now, Rod, with solar system jurisdiction and us orbiting around the sun, how do you see ecology?
Well, I think one of the interesting things is when we looked at common law, it was a king and he'd have his knights come in from the provinces. They would tell funny stories and he'd say to each of the knights, this is how
I try to cover all bases, you know, understand.
Anyway, they'd go back and do it. But when Henry VIII was out there, he had summary executions, 40,000 people. So when you said about restraint of the police there. But after the voice came the written word, so you're writing a manifesto, but I challenged the Theosophical Society the other day about having a printing press to then mass produce it. And then if you go further on from that, you get radio waves which can communicate. So there's progressions of civilization. And so thorium is an axiom that's in solar system jurisprudence because it's a million times more energy than a carbon-hydrogen bond. Yep. And so there you go, Jack. That's just a little starter on.
Right. I love the subject, actually. It's really exciting to explore the energy fields.
Energy fields.
Of the cosmos.
Wow.
And how they impact on us here, people on this, in New Zealand, and every other living matter and other dead matter as well.
Yeah, that's it's a good way of describing spirituality.
It's a great subject.
So you go from walking, and then you've got horses, then we've got the motor car that needs fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Got a few electric cars out there, Jack.
Yeah.
Simon rides a push bike.
What do you think? How's your energy today?
I'm the fossil fuel.
Oh, my energy. Oh, I've had a bit of personal drama, but that's about it. And it's nothing too personal or sad.
Love, we really care about you. It's okay, honey.
Tell us something, Jenny.
You're going to do my nails.
Now, you're talking
about
the family situation, because I'm working with Peter trying to get him signed up to another school and this sort of thing. And I went along to Couples for Christ Statement of Vision, Families in the Holy Spirit, Renewing the Face of the Earth, Building the Church of the Home and the Church of the Poor. So, Steve, your family policy, what would that be, you know, understanding families in New Zealand or in your own jurisdiction or area?
Great subject, Jack. You know, the families are just disintegrated ever since we created kindergartens and retirement villages. Bring back the grannies, bring back the aunties. We've actually got to totally rebuild community.
Yeah.
And what is the basis of community is family.
Yeah.
Families have fallen apart. Something like 60% of New Zealand families are sole parents. So it's total disintegration.
Yeah.
It's a biggie.
Well, it certainly is. It's an international issue because I was watching TV last night, and over in Germany, because this man couldn't get access to his child, he walked into his house and he shot everyone up in that particular family or whatever. So family alienation is such
Wait, was this in New Zealand?
No, in Germany, around the world. But what I'm trying to say...
Just this week, yeah.
Family connection is so vital right around the world, and parents are being separated from families.
Well, it's an organic reality of the nature of the spirit of species man. We all live in a family.
Yeah.
We all come from a family of some form or other, and we also come from community.
Yep.
We also have neighbourhood.
Yep.
So we've got family, the structure of, you know, the family health is your question. What we have is the family. If you haven't got the family unit, you're off on the wrong tangent to start with. But your family unit then develops a neighbourhood. So most people in New Zealand don't even know who their neighbour is.
Can I just speak out to those who are really struggling out here? The courtrooms in Earth and all courts in Aotearoa, that means every judge doesn't have the authority or the jurisdiction to bring any case against anyone. No judge under the circumstances can deny someone their rights to request a jury trial, and that's where I'm coming from now. I've been through the system.
Yeah.
But if you know you're right and you want to get back in there, hook up with me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, judge alone for anything less than 2 years, what do you reckon?
Well, I mean, in the last, 50 years, the law has taken over family law policy, and they've started interfering in relationships between parents and their children. So is this a bit of a draconian act, or is it needed in some cases where there is violence in the family and this sort of thing?
No, it's all part of the global banksters' policy.
Agenda, yeah.
It's their agenda.
Yeah.
You know, we're all goyim.
Goyim. Yeah.
Come on, Jacobus. What's your parental history?
Yeah. It's sort of like we're the animals, you know. Is that to Zionist theory?
We're the trash.
The trash.
We're the trash.
Yeah, so from a solar system jurisprudence perspective, 580 million years is when the DNA had gametes, and then sexual reproduction carried on. So we're a continuous line for 580 million years to be here today.
But
there,
God
Steve.
Created man in his own image, male and female, and go forth and multiply.
That's a great novel, that one. Brilliant. Bestseller.
But there's so much alienation. If you can attack the family, you can attack the basics to life.
Well, so, Jack, you're asking where did species man come from?
Mm. Yeah. Well, do you believe in aliens too? Do you?
Well, it's a great story. It's a great story, and I think, you know, it's on the table.
Yeah.
We haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah. So Holyoke years were good years. New Zealand was the wealthiest country in the world with no unemployment. Everyone had a house, no millionaires, a model of social economic middle class when the middle class were in.
I can't even download
that.
That's just
so, could you explain a little bit what happened with Muldoon with the Holyoke era and this sort of thing, and how did we betray ourselves? You know?
Well, Holyoke's Minister of Finance was having troubles trying to create a finance policy. So he whistled in the IMF for a bit of guidance and assistance. So how I term it is the IMF came in through the bathroom window. And then what was evolving since the Second World War was a gang called the Mont Pelerin Society.
Oh,
who
wow.
wanted to dictate and control the entire world. And then Henry Kissinger and Rockefeller got snuck in through the side window into that entity. And after
you
many...
You were aware of secret society.
After many years of very successful... You know, successful policy manipulation all around the world. They said, "Okay, what we need actually to grow it is a model country."
But it's true. If you're looking back 50 years, your neighbour was a loving person. You had a job. Everyone got on pretty well. You got the social welfare, whatever the case may be. We were happy. But then at some point. Debt, bondage, slavery, servitude, and serfdom came in. Explain that. What went wrong?
Well, we were infiltrated, as I keep on referring. 1979, Piggy Muldoon, our great Prime Minister at the time, he got a phone call from the Mont Pelerin Society and says, "Piggy, we want you to be the chairman of the World Bank and the IMF." And, of course, Piggy said, "Oh, yeah, that's me." And they said, "Oh, Piggy, Piggy."
There's a number of them in the room here.
Go ahead.
I'm a clean pig.
"Piggy, it comes with conditions." "Oh, no worries." So, of course, Piggy just opened the front doors and let them in. So that was 1979. We all know what happened in 1984 with Rogernomics and Ruth in Asia. And then in 1986, Geoffrey Palmer sold the country down the drain. Totally.
And guess who created the family court?
Jack, I just wanted to say Mike at the Theosophical Society said something interesting, the president out there at the current time, is that the reason that house prices are going up in New Zealand is in direct proportion of the American dollar's decline.
Now, let me control a nation's money, and I care not what law you follow. Who actually said that?
M. Rothschild.
Rothschild. So are we all controlled from the top, or is this just conspiracy? What do you think, Jenny? So,
well, the great
there
thing,
is some truth in it, isn't it? Being controlled by money.
The great thing about conspiracies, Jack, there's none left.
Eh?
So we've got to invent new ones.
Yeah. So you talked about Carl putting together a ghost party to pursue the party vote. Now, I saw something about the Maori party was saying they should go for just the MPs, you know, just local representatives, and because somehow there would be a cliffhanger with the who would actually get into Parliament and with the seats and so forth. So you're going for not the list MPs, but the MPs who listen, who are local representatives, aren't you?
Yeah, well, absolutely. They're, you know, the independent MPs are contesting the electorates.
Yeah.
And primarily we are communicating with the community. The community is as our voice.
Yeah.
We're not dictating terms to them. We're not telling them what they should do and what clothes and what underpants they should wear and everything else. We don't dictate to them. They're not our slaves.
It appears to me that the Maori Party is going to be going for local representative, your local MP.
Who is the Maori Party?
Local
yeah,
Maori.
Yeah, like I reckon if you're born on the whenua, you pretty much got part
of it. Are we talking about Te Pāti Māori?
Yeah.
Are they still alive or were they disintegrated?
Yeah, well, they were fighting with one another.
But I think Labour's going in on all of those seats, so they think they've got a chance and there won't be any Māori Party representation. There'll be Māori representation. But no,
so what about Hana?
Yeah, so the core values of the Labour Party are public services, protection of the environment, honouring the treaty, democracy, reduce inequalities. So the Labour Party are promising to win on 32% unhappy with National. Come on, we're all unhappy with the right-wingers, aren't they? So,
well, it's a good entry too, Jack. You know, Labour Party died when they assassinated Norman Kirk.
Yeah.
And, of course, the country was overtaken, infiltrated. Norm Kirk was a brilliant man, and he was creating some amazing policies. He created the Oahu scheme, setting up communes around the country. You know, that was one of Norman Kirk's policies, which was very successful. So you can't have people like that in power, so he was assassinated.
So you've got the electoral vote, and then you've got the party vote. It seems to me the Maori Party is kind of leaving the party vote to Labour. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I'm not part of their communication. I'm not part of their discussion whatsoever. They're all liars, thieves and cheats. There'll be promises to the moon coming out to the next 109 Fantasy. Days.
Yeah.
But that's where the independents come in, because they don't have to promise to the moon. They can just stand up and have good character. So are you a good character, Steve?
Yeah, wonderful character.
Well, that'll be open for debate.
Nailing the issues and getting into these extremities.
Yeah, what is a good character? That's a great one, Rod. I like standing up and talking the truth, frank, blunt and honest.
Yeah, so what do you promise the people as an independent?
I promise nothing.
What policies?
The only thing I promise is I'll create people assemblies.
Ah, people assemblies. That's a where good they can, policy, they the can, voice of the people, yeah.
Because they've been trying to be buried lately. They're trying to bury that freedom of speech.
Yeah.
You know, there's campaigns from the government that come out, oh, let's have your voice on this, let's have a campaign on this, let's have a referendum on this. They all just wrap them up and throw them in the bin. Let's have some consultation. It's called consult and ignore.
Yeah.
It's crap. It's bullshit.
Yeah, so the election's about representation rather than participatory. So obviously once you get elected, there's so much work to do down in Wellington. You fly in on the Monday night and then you fly out on the Friday. But there's a lot of select committees. There's a lot of time in Parliament. And being an independent, being one person, means that you can't do tag team. I remember a couple of guys we know played soccer. Yep. I could outrun both of them. But when they worked as a team, they always beat me and it frustrated the heck out of me. So it would be nice to have two independents where you can do proxy votes if the other one's homesick. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I've been researching the value of independent MPs around the world, and probably the best example is Australia.
Wow.
And they've got a very good network there.
They're a federal system.
Well,
not a
very, very similar.
Monarchy,
it's all politics.
Yeah.
You know, just smudge it around. But they've got some very good, successful independent MPs. One of them that I like is David Pocock. And if you're a rugby fan, everybody knows who David Pocock is.
Yeah.
He's a senator for ACT, Canberra.
Wow.
Smart cookie, and he's got a great team behind him. And as you say, Rod, you need that team, you know, on the left wing, the right wing, and the centre.
Yeah, the community, yeah.
And the goalkeeper as well.
Power to the people. You say you want a revolution. You run it right now. Get on your feet. Get out in the street.
Was that the Beatles?
Yeah, it
was. If it's power to the people, that's what we're talking about. Independent candidates.
Oh, yeah. The well-needed trust results have come back in, Jack.
What's
the preliminary
happened? Are
ones.
You in?
I've got 22nd out of 29.
Oh,
and
that's
the
not too bad.
Top seven, there's one new person in there. There were three factions that went and said that they were part of a grouping, and it went from 4 to 3 in the seven to 3 to 4. So West has lost his majority. So the true people are in. So that's just
can
the preliminary.
Can you be an advisor to these people somehow?
Look, they have public media. Anyone can go along from the public and watch. So, as I said, the water system's going a similar way.
What's the history of that, Rod?
When the treaty was signed, there was water running through. Then we built dams and electricity lines. Then the government decided to cut them up. And then, obviously, our community purchased them all. And there's a trust which represents the shareholders, and they give away some grants, and they employ
Sounds like Fonterra.
Now,
directors.
There's
Simon?
Steve, there's the financial impact of $3.3 billion debt burden to be put on ratepayers. They have no confidence in the council-controlled organisation to do with water and wastewater. What do you think of this amalgamation of the mayoralties?
Well, it's just another scam, isn't it? Just another scam to eliminate people's voices. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I want to know what you think, Jack. What do you think of the water thing?
No, I think ultimately they're under the control of an entity at the top. So somehow we're sacrificing the voice of the people in our communities. And they've had submissions, but not too many people put in a submission. Why don't we ask what the people want?
The people don't have a say, Jack.
I think God's sitting in heaven laughing, going, it's free, guys, it's free, you know.
Hey, Jenny, this is where we bring Tim McIndoe in. Do you have a mention of Tim McIndoe this
morning?
What's
up with Tim?
Well, when they have the council meeting, Jack, it's really interesting because Tim will leave the meeting, go into a special room, the CEO and a couple of others will race in, have a little private side thing and then go back and join the council meeting.
They're probably just having a cup of tea.
We need you in there filming, Jenny.
Yes,
now,
Jenny.
Now, Arun on Sunday evening was talking about woke ideology and politics are passing as philosophy.
Let my people go.
Madam Blavatsky was neither Republican nor a Democrat, being anti-imperialist, focused on spirituality, non-conformity, religious revivalism. What did you think of that, Rod?
Yep, there were nine people there. Their special general meeting, we didn't make quorum, but then the officers under the Act can just appoint the treasurer. So Arun is the new treasurer for going forward. So we had nine people there. And Dale, you mentioned Dale before, the good side of... Not being a, what is it, an admiralty.
Yeah, did you have something else there?
Oh, pretty Simon? Much, well, I'll just chuck in my last lines there. The devil's trying to claim the authority given to you by Jesus because the Antichrist will oppose the laws of God, pretty much.
Right, so coming back to Steve, do you have that confidence that you can work in with everyone and bring understanding into the community and represent, you know...
Another great question, Jack, and that's, you know, that's a $64 billion question. How do you actually bring the community in? How do you bring them on board?
Yep.
Now, I often refer to a community psychologist out of Belgium, Matthias Desmé, lecturer in community psychology at Ghent University in Belgium. And of course, he's done a huge amount of research. All his doctorate students have done the research for him as well. He's unearthed some amazing facts. He states that in the time for the need for change, 2% stand up.
Ah.
8% will follow. 30% are totally indoctrinated. You call them dummies or call them drongos. So you've got 60% swinging. Now, the 60% swing to the 30%. And in order to create any degree of change, your threshold is 17.5%.
Yeah.
So to pull 7.5% out of that swinging, 60% is actually very, very difficult.
Right.
So that's the society of reality.
And your main objective is to stand in your belief, to speak it out as it is. But how can we bring change to Parliament then? If you had a number of people throughout the country standing as independents.
I think we have a whole series of Guy Fawkes.
Well, they do that in July over in Ireland, don't they, you know? And they have effigies of people that don't like. Right?
Well, it's about waking people up. Sorry, it's not a denigrating term. It's a very positive term. To become more aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, you're asking the question, should I send my son to a Catholic school or a common school? It's becoming aware of the facts that are in front of you. You know, who would know that Geoffrey Palmer sold the country down the drain in 1986? And what does that mean?
Yeah, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, do we, with all this corruption and everything?
No, you're not allowed to, Jack. You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to think for yourself.
Hell no, you're not allowed to do your own research.
So you can bring free thinkers, people who can sort of nut things out for themselves and know what's really going on.
Ideally, and in the Coromandel, we're lucky. We have a lot of free thinkers. We have a great artistic community.
You might even start your own radio up there. So
ideally.
Yeah, Jack, your son Peter going to a Catholic school, how much is it going to charge you rather than going to the state school?
$2,700
a year. Oh, it's value for money. I'd definitely go that way.
Yeah,
that's
but you can learn values and being a real person in a real world too, you know, public schools.
Well, you could come to my school.
Right, hey. So this is from the Fringes. Thank you very much,
God
everybody.
Bless
God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Do vote
Steve
for our friend, Steve.
Simon.
Have a wonderful week. We will see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.